holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 5. This is letter number 1380. Baruch Hashem, this is the first day of Shabbat, Tavshin Breis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, again, they don't have the whole letter, but over here is the number 2. They start with number 2. The Rebbe says, well, it's a shame that I did not find in your letter any details about your influencing on others in order to rejoice their hearts, as the known story of the great righteous titles of Reb Lev Yitzchok Mibarditchev, that one time they found him early morning, he was dancing with tremendous joy. So people asked him, "Why are you so happy about?" So he answered that when I thought deeply in the morning blessing, the blessing that says "Shelo asani goy," that you had not made me a goy, and I looked what I was saved from and what special portion of lot and inheritance that I'm a Jew, so what could there be a greater joy, a greater simcha than that? So according to us, in addition to that is also what is revealed to us from the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that when you say Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, that you serve Hashem with joy, which is in addition that it's already explained in the laws of Deus, in the Rambam he writes, that you are able to serve Hashem in everything that you do. You don't only have to daven or learn. Chol drachecha, in everything that you do, which means when you eat, when you drink. So that means that you should be happy all the time. So this is an additional step that everybody can be truly besimcha, because everything that you do throughout your life, you're privileged and you're lucky and you have that special. Number 3, the Rebbe writes him, for sure, the Rebbe says, you're keeping up those set study sessions that we had talked about when you were here. Number 4, I'm also attaching here the general letter as it is connected with the festival, which is Yutus Kislev. And for sure, it's known to you that on the day of Yud Shvat, which is coming upon us, which is going to be the second Yortzeit of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with the titles, so it would have been fitting that to the extent possible, you should conduct yourself as articulated in the letter I sent last year, which I am enclosing a copy of the Rav. I am hoping that you are not taking your mind off from making your situation better, as the Rebbe says, which means finding a shidduch, as the verse says, it's not good for a man to be by themselves. May Hashem succeed you now and in all the above and with a blessing. So, Rebbe, I'm not sure exactly why he was alone or what, but the Rebbe is encouraging him. So, in all the points, the Rebbe says you should rejoice other people, keep up the learning schedules, conduct yourself in the Hasidic way as articulated in the letter, and also seeing to it to try to find yourself a partner, so that a marriage partner, so that you can not be alone.